Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There seems to be so much work being done to import the Palestinian story here to South Africa. And the question is why. Joining us this morning is Bafana Modise. He is the spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel. A very good morning to you. Thank you for being with us. I hope that you are well. What really lies at the center and the core of needing to import a foreign policy or a foreign concern into localized government?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners. Clearly, we have seen that they've moved the goalposts over the years. We used to debate these issues just on foreign affairs platforms. But now we saw with Helen Zille being attacked by the so-called pastor. And then clearly it seems as if now there is a demand that Gaza must be a standard of political party elections or political party's goodness. If you hate Israel, you're a good candidate. If you love Israel, you're a Zionist puppet. And it seems like it's what they want to enforce in South Africa. This could be another strategy of these comrades or with their ANC counterparts to really kind of move attention from their service delivery concerns, the corruption in Matlanga Commission. We also just saw now with the address of the president, which had minimal attendance. So clearly the ANC is a collapsing regime, and maybe they're looking for something to revive themselves in terms of appealing to foreign affairs politics. You look at what's happening in Houghton Club, the Houghton Club issue, where people are just forced now to pick up, raise up the flag of Palestine. If you don't, we are going to march to your businesses. If you don't pick up the Palestinian flag, we're gonna come to your shop, even if you're a member or not. So clearly there's intimidation, there's harassment, but it's about moving the goalposts into pushing this issue now into our local politics, where we need service delivery, we need employment. These people don't care about those things. They care about pushing their narrative, not about the danger it poses to our everyday life as South Africans who are unemployed, who are stuck in poverty, who also need to deal with our internal domestic issues.
In a way, as you're saying this, I'm thinking it's quite a useful symbiotic relationship, because those that have the agenda of hating Israel and doing everything for Israel's destruction have met a very, very useful counterparty who would like to distract everybody from local failures. So when these two parties come together, I guess they become very, very useful allies in a way.
I mean, I think for definitely we don't want us to judge the DA based on its track record and where it came from, and how even the president has admitted that DA municipalities are doing better than most. I think it was Julius Malema who also said it himself, that you, the Muslim community, you march with us for Palestine, but you still vote for DA. So this relationship doesn't really work for us, because I guess it's very clear that DA is a leader, is going to take the lead in this local government election. We already see with Helen Zille's campaign. So clearly, distract the people, move it to the international affairs, where ANC becomes a better party, where ANC becomes a pioneer of foreign affairs. But also, the question is, what is the influence of Iran? Why are you only seeing this during the time where Iran is on fire, when Iran is attacked? Why is the ANC marching just a while ago in support of Iran in the name of sovereignty? You won't be bullied. Why would you see a lot of pro-Palestine initiatives everywhere in Cape Town, in Joburg, all of this, why is it happening at the same time as Iran is going through its beating, if that's the word to use, of Israel? So clearly you realize that South Africa has been used as a strategic mouthpiece to whitewash what's happening in Iran. But also this agenda kind of whitewashes the ANC's failures by making it a hero in the Middle East.
Following that logic, then we can expect it to get a lot worse as we head towards local government elections later on this year. Because if the ANC, the EFF, or anybody else can't compete, for example, with the DA on service delivery on any issues with regard to the actual on-the-ground priorities, then the best thing they can do is distract and pull in foreign issues. So following that, would you think that it's going to be getting more intense as we head towards the end of the year?
Not necessarily. If they think that... Oh, shame on them, because South Africans have always been voting based on what they need and not on foreign policy. Mm. There's not a single South African who's going to make a vote based on a Middle East issue or Russian issue. And to show you, you remember during the last election where the ANC was campaigning with the Palestinian flag everywhere. In Cape Town, everywhere there's a Palestinian flag, but yet it did not deliver results. Actually, DA started one more without any Palestinian flag. Mm. So if that was going to become their focus, then clearly they have not analyzed the ground. The ground is that people are tired of revolutionary rhetoric. People are tired of lack of services. People want change. And the biggest losers in this election would be the ones who have been in government feeding people proper revolutionary rhetoric while they are enriching themselves. You can see yesterday with what happened with March and March, where people are taking the country an initiative for South Africa. So I don't think the idea that foreign policy will dictate electioneering in South Africa is a good idea. If they hope that will be their support base, I think it will never materialize.
Very, very interesting. It's all we have time for, unfortunately. Bafana Modisa, thank you, as always, talking to us about the import of foreign conflicts in South Africa. What do you think? Do you think it's going to become more intense as we head towards the end of the year and municipal or local government elections? Bafana Modisa saying, well, it might get worse, but it doesn't mean that people will vote based on that.